From Washington, VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. The number is coming in higher now. At least 20 people, including some officials, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped Somalia's capital on Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. The first blast occurring at the popular Nasr Hablad II hotel, which al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Somali officials said at least three gunmen are still inside, exchanging gunfire with security forces. Reports say Abinasar Garand Ahmed, a former lawmaker and a police commander, was among those killed at the hotel. The head of the Amin ambulance told VOA they transported 17 wounded from the scene. The Nasr Hablad II hotel is located near Somalia's presidential palace and is frequently used by Somali politicians. The second car bomb exploding near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. Catalonia's deposed President Carlos Puigdemont vowing on Saturday to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolving Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted on Friday in favor of independence from Spain. In addition to dismissing the regional parliament, Rajoy has called for snap Catalan elections on December 21st and has stripped Catalonia's most senior police officials of their powers. In a pre-recorded statement, Puigdemont said he would continue working to build a free country. You're listening to VOA News.